Correction. A change that rectifies an error. We are all born in sin, having a sinful nature. We are born selfish and hateful by nature. Correction is necessary to transform a child from behaving naturally. Animals are instinctive. They do what they do without thought or intent. They act naturally. A child who is allowed to act naturally will manifest the sin nature they were born with. Today, there is a philosophy that children can be corrected without corporal punishment. The object of correction is to change behavior. There are some children born with meek, malleable natures. Others are born with strong wills and have belligerent natures. One of the most important things to teach a child early on is what no means. I've yet to see a child readily accept the concept of no. This, again, is natural. A child who is never taught no early on would turn out to be incorrigible. That child would be selfish, hateful, and cruel. A child with a meek, malleable will could be taught the meaning of no with a minimum of stress on the child and the parent. However, the child with a strong, belligerent will would exact a high toll of stress on themselves and the parent. A belligerent child will win most battles of correction simply by attrition. They will simply wear down the parent because of the other demands on the parent's time. Even if the parent wins a battle once in a while, the same issue will be revisited time and again until the belligerent child gets its way. Don't make me have to tell you again. Has no meaningful force behind it to the belligerent child. They know you will tell them again. They also know that any punishment meted out will be trivial. So how do you correct the belligerent child? You break the spirit of belligerency. Categorical, non-negotiable boundaries are necessary for a well-adjusted human to manifest. Otherwise, the child challenges those boundaries whenever it suits them with inevitable conflicts requiring stress and time resources to resolve. How do you break the spirit of the belligerent child? You administer corporal punishment consistently until the child submits to the authority of the boundary. This is generally painful for the child and the parent, but it accomplishes something that lasts: self-discipline. Once a child starts disciplining themselves, the stress is minimized for them and disappears for the parent. In order for correction to produce a self-disciplining human, there must be respect for authority. In order for correction to avoid being cruel, it needs to be applied only for fundamental principles, things that are really important. Always remember the goal of correction: to bring a child into a mature, functioning member of society.